Yo, what's going on, my people? You are now tuning in to another episode of Points of Perspective. This is your boy Alex, and let's get this show started. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing about the recent law that was just passed down in Alabama, and that is them making abortions illegal. And even looking at a lot of these articles and some of these people's blogs and stuff like that, I can't help to think to myself inside of my own human head that don't anybody have people in consideration that been victims of incest or any type of sexual assault, you know, or people who have any kind of, like, let's say they are a pregnancy risk, you know, like, it's crazy to me that they would make it illegal, you know? Like, I'm reading stuff on trigger bans and stuff like that that other states may have, but in Alabama, they're actually making it so that it is unlawful. It is against the law for doctors to give people abortions, you know? And even in the state, right? You even have people that voted. Like, for an example, research on the behalf of Planned Parenthood, only 31% of Alabamians were in favor of abortion bans that lacks rape/incest exception. So there are people out there that believes that regardless of what your situation is, that once you are pregnant, you should not be able to abort that. And I just find that to be so insensitive. I 100% believe in that it is the woman's choice, that if she wants to have an abortion, that she should be able to have that choice. And I also feel that the doctors that performs it should not be labeled as a criminal or be tried as a criminal as well too. Like, I do believe that the laws that are in place now, at least in Boston, Massachusetts in general, is fine. You know, if it's like past 15 weeks, then it's too late because now it's considered, you know, to be alive. It has a heartbeat. Like, that I understand, I get, you know? And when it comes down to it, you know, I believe that living in a certain state, that if a person is involved in some kind of a trauma where she is sexually assaulted, especially underage, no matter what the case may be, because it's all bad, you know, that she should be able to go get checked to see if she's pregnant, and then she should have the right to get it aborted. Because it is wrong to be a victim, you know, of being sexually assaulted and then have no choice but to carry out throughout the full term and then give birth to this child. How is that going to affect that woman? Like, that's what I'm thinking at the end of the day. I might be wrong, but I don't even care to be corrected on that, because I'm thinking about the victim that's going through the situation. It's bad enough that there are people that are victim of sexual assault, but to be pregnated by that and then can't do nothing about it, that is straight up wrong. That's messed up. I don't find that right at all. To say, like, oh, then now you have to carry out this sentence, and then you have to come out of pocket and take care of this child. Like, do you know the traumatic effects that it can do to a woman when it comes to that term, when it comes to that circumstance? Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm a grown man. I'm not a woman at all. And I can only imagine what kind of effects that it can put on a person by telling them that. Like, it's kind of like telling them, suck it up, deal with it. and nobody should ever be told to suck it up and deal with it. And so far, I'm not seeing any law or anything written saying like, okay, well, you're exempt or you're in exception, you know, if you are a victim of this type of act or something, then you'll be fine and then we'll be able to have an abortion for you. Like, I'm not seeing that anywhere. You know, I tried doing a little bit of research before I started, you know, recording this episode so I don't sound ignorant, but I don't see nothing. So what does that say? You know? And then what about for the people that's making millions of dollars? And if they was to be in that situation, they'd have access to be able to do it, correct? So is this pointed towards minorities or something? It's questions that I ask. I could be wrong, but don't correct me. I don't care to hear it, when it comes to that at least. Because it's crazy how certain laws is passed and then it seems to only target certain individuals. And I don't mean just minority, let's just say broke people or people that don't have access to certain things. You know, it's just crazy. Like, I don't see it. Now, if it's passed so that it's limited, so you can only do it a certain amount of times, I get that. But that's another topic. My whole main thought process is the whole, if somebody goes through it because they're a victim of sexual assault one time, and then they show up to the clinic, and then they present their case to that doctor, and they also have police reports that they've been a victim of this crime, and they show the person, not show the person, but, you know, they're going through the procedures of, this is a person that done it, they're going to jail, or something's happening in this case, you know, I want to have this pregnancy aborted. Then what's going on from there? You know, the doctor have to turn her away? Now that part, if I'm wrong about, please correct me. But so far, I don't think I'm wrong, because they're trying to outlaw it altogether in Alabama. Altogether. And I'm like, geez, like, this is crazy. Even seeing signs that says, like, I am pro-life generation. Like, it's okay to be pro-life. But the biggest thing that I am pro-sanity. You know, I am pro letting people live as comfortable as they can be by their choices that are not affecting people. You know, the choices that are not hurting other individuals. You know, that are not leading to other people's downfalls. That's the pro-life that I am. People being able to live their best life. And it sucks that people are victims to anything. But the fact that some of these people that are pro-life, but they're okay, or it seems that they're okay with people being incest victims or sexual assault victims, and they have to live with something that wasn't even their choice, that's crazy. And I feel sorry for those people that has to deal with that. You know, it's absurd. And this episode, I'm gonna keep short. I can't keep talking about this, because I can't even imagine. Because I know a lot of people is thinking just like me. This can't happen to a loved one. It can't. You know, this can't happen to a spouse. More people will end up in jail. You know, it's just ridiculous that certain laws and stuff like that can just pass. Like, yo, it's straight up outlawed. Like, it's like if certain politicians is like, so what, deal with it. But guaranteed, if it happened to their families, then they'll be able to get certain things done. It's crazy. That's my opinions. That's how I look at it. And it's just absurd. You know? And, yo, I'm out. I'm done. y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good weekend. It's nice outside. Enjoy that sunshine and all the other good stuff. Peace.